The college has basically made a promise to its students, and the promise is that if you come here and you sign up for this program, you will walk out with skills related to that program. How do we try and get it so everybody has the supports they need?
Today we're going to talk to Pat Sanger and Philip O'Brien, two of our staff members from the Institutional Effectiveness and Research Department. Both of them were recently chosen for a Harvard data project to help improve outcomes at community colleges. So Pat, tell me a little bit about this program and sort of what it involves.
Goodness, early this year, the Center for Education Policy Research at Harvard University reached out to the community colleges in general across the U.S. And they had a project called the Strategic Data Project that they were specifically looking for community colleges to join. And we went through a multiple part interview process. We filled out a lot of paperwork, and they asked us for projects dealing with, in this case, it was focused on technical programs. And so it's just a part of their mission with the Center for Education Policy Research is to figure out how to make gains or improvements in higher ed. And in this case, they were focused in community colleges. And so our project that we started as an idea, because they don't expect you to hand them a fully functioning project. It was more of an idea, was really how do we increase the number of technical students who complete their degrees? And so we went through it. We talked with them about different elements. We incorporated assessment, which Philip will talk about in a bit. But it was a long process, and they ended up choosing 10 schools. Mm-hmm. So there's 20 of us because it's two per school. As I said, we're really just looking at how do we help our technical students be more successful, get mm-hmm. their degrees.
And so what are you going to be doing as part of that fellowship? Kind of how are you contributing to the project through the fellowship?
Each college in the fellowship of these 10 colleges are doing their own unique project that's impacting their school. Mm. So the idea is that when we finish the fellowship, we will have a project that we're working on and that will hopefully, you know, provide benefits. And then we'll write things up and they'll probably publish something based off of all of our work and everything. For us, as I said, the first year is a lot of figuring things out. You know, you look into it, you look at the data, not only hard data, but then like student level assessment data. But we dig through that, identify our topic sentences, you know, topic proposal. And then all along the way, they're guiding us. We have access to their resources and their experts. And then probably this time next year, we'll actually be putting interventions in place where we'll be working with departments and trying to figure out if this class has this problem here, maybe adding tutoring mm-hmm. can help it. And so then because of the time period, we'll probably only really have one cycle of interventions before the fellowship ends, but that gives us a start so that we can start moving along.
Okay. So Phil, tell me about more specifically about our project and kind of what y'all hope to accomplish.
For our project, because once again, we are focused on the technical programs, we're trying to see what we could potentially do to help students get to that completion. So when we have to dive into the data, it's not just how students are doing grade-wise in their classes, but one of the things, and maybe students don't know that we're doing this, but we have student learning outcomes and we have faculty that are submitting that data. So we can tell, for instance, for a welding program, how well the students are doing at a particular skill along mm-hmm. the way. And we can track that. And so the potential is, if we're seeing that in a particular course, students are struggling and the students who don't do well there don't end up completing, or students who do really well there tend to complete, we can figure out, okay, at that course, if we make some kind of intervention, we could really impact the number of people completing that certificate or degree. So mm-hmm. that's sort of the basis. We still have to flesh out more of the details on how that's going to go about, but we definitely have some good ideas of how to get there.
How do y'all collect the data on students as far as like completion and learning outcomes? Because we hear that passed around a lot on campus, so I'm curious as to how that's compiled.
From completions and things like that, that's coming predominantly from just final grades. And then biodemographics, like male, female, race, ethnicity, stuff like that. Like all of that is in the system, the student information system, because when they sign up each semester, they say, you know, I am whatever race, ethnicity, and I'm taking these classes. And then they have a final grade. And so on that side of the house, it's very kind of cut and dried because the data is there. Now, the student data is a little more flexible, and that's where Philip comes in.
And for most classes, the state of Texas actually says what their student learning outcomes should be. So they have different groups that come up with that. And so our instructors and really the department chairs, they have to make sure that our programs are aligned and the courses are aligned with what the state says the student learning outcomes are going to be. And then they have to build assignments in the courses, and then they have to basically take that data and submit it to us. Then we hold all that data, and so we also report that data at the end of the year, and the faculty, the department chairs in particular, have to review it and see how students are doing at those outcomes, and then make a plan for the next year and say, okay, we're not doing so well here, we need to maybe add some instructional time to help on this or spend another week on this. And so that's one way that we can have our programs trying to continuously improve.
Yeah. So, and I don't want anyone to be concerned that, you know, a lot of what we're looking at is aggregate data. So it's the class as a whole, not Bob and how Bob
right.
is doing.
No,
and so, especially when it comes to measuring the student learner outcomes and things like that, so we get that ability to look at a class or look at a program, because part of what I like to think of, the college has basically made a promise to its students. And the promise is that if you come here and you sign up for this program, you will walk out with skills related to that program. And so what we're measuring is kind of in the middle, the beginning, middle, and end of your coursework through that program, we're measuring, are you gaining those skills to a certain point? And, you know, are we fulfilling that promise? And that's really where we get in there and where we are getting that student data that, like Philip said, that'll help identify, you know, because some students just whip through and some students just hit a wall. And so it's how do we try and get it so everybody has the supports they need?
So, Pat, you just came back from a symposium? What would you call it?
Workshop.
Okay. So you just came back from a workshop at Harvard. Explain to me what happened with the workshop and kind of how it plays into the fellowship.
It was kind of an initial kickoff for the fellowship, and they really took part what we had sent them and what we had talked about in the interviews. And we all just basically, we were at the Gutman Library, which is one of the graduate libraries at Harvard, and just went through a lot of exercises, they gave us some ways to think of things. And one of the really fascinating things that they brought up was the director of the fellowship said, I always ask everybody for, what's your problem? That's my first question. And everybody gives me a solution. And all of us in the room basically stopped and kind of went, yeah, we did. Because, you know, I remember literally having that thought where she asked us that question in the interviews, and we were like, well, this is happening, and we think if we do this, we can fix it. Mm-hmm. But at no point did we just go flat out, like, we think we can, you know, there's not enough technical completion.
A direct solution to a direct problem, basically.
Yeah. And so it was just fascinating having things get taken apart by somebody who's an expert in it. Mm-hmm. And there was a lot of really good sessions, a lot of different ones. The first day focused primarily on kind of restating, figuring out what your problem is, and working with other schools. I ended up talking with schools all across the country. Ironically enough, there were three schools, including us, in Texas, so Houston Community College and Alamo. But I was also hanging with schools in Wisconsin and Arizona and things like that. And we all were having similar problems, but everybody has different issues they're dealing with. But
well, they're all related to their own particular region.
And the size of their school. Some of them deal with resource issues. Others, they don't really have a resource issue, but they have a student issue. You know, they just have they can't get their students to get through. And so what was really fascinating was getting to be the outsider to another school, because they'd sit there and they'd go, well, this is our problem. And when we were just brainstorming on maybe stakeholders that could be impacted or impactful, and getting to sit there and kind of go, hey, did you think about this or what about this? And have them be like, oh, no, we totally didn't think about that. And then, of course, they flip around and do it to you. And we did that most of the first day. A lot of the second day was a little more data heavy, kind of like thinking about the problem, how you're going to run your statistics, things like that. then in the afternoon, there was kind of like a free form. One of the members who is a data analyst by trade is also a nationally ranked slam poet. And so she actually did some poetry and got everybody to do free verse writing and things just to like open your mind.
Well, you're
up.
Talking about data. I mean, you kind of need to stretch into other.
Yeah. And so, I mean, it was kind of funny. It was really fun. And there was a kind of a wrap up and, you know, where we're going next. And we will probably be meeting virtually throughout the spring. I think they're shooting to have another in person probably next fall. Over the 2 years, we'll probably have 3 total in-person meetings, and there'll be a bunch of virtual. And also, since there's only 20 of us total, 10 colleges, we've actually all talked about maybe, you know, kind of setting up call periodically where we can all just get together and kind of just talk.
Kind of catch up on progress of where they're at and how this is working and how that's working.
Yeah, yeah. Or, oh, I haven't done anything, you know.
Yeah. All right, well, you know, they just had this monumental shift in college funding that was just approved by the legislature. And I know for sure Pat knows, it just changes everything about how we approach our funding, because it used to be about getting students in the classrooms, and now it's going to be getting them out of the classroom and finishing their education. Do you feel like anything that you're doing in this fellowship is going to kind of assist in that process? Because so much of our funding will start to become focused on outcomes as opposed to contact hours. How do you feel like maybe this can help you make that transition?
That's a really good question. When we started developing this, the changes in the legislature were still being discussed, so we didn't know really what was coming.
Right.
And as it started to be very obvious that we were now going to be funded on completion, this just seemed to dovetail right into that. And what we're going to do, or what we're hopefully going to do, is if we can start to impact the number of students who are completing either a certificate or an associate's, or once we have our bachelor's, a bachelor's degree, if we can start to increase the number of students that are completing on time, then that, of course, is going to help us in a funding model. But, you know, obviously that's our goal is to meet the students' needs. It just so happens that this will be a really good fit for that new model.
We're excited. I think that faculty will be Maybe they'll be excited to be part of a Harvard project, and and I think it gives us some good energy, and it's a project that already is in our wheelhouse in our jobs, and it's just more resources, more incentive, and a little bit more excitement towards something. So,
all right, thanks for coming to talk to me. I appreciate it.
All right, thanks.
Thank you for listening. To read about these stories and more, visit allencollege.edu/news.